or someone listening to this message, it is the commencement of a journey to destiny. For someone else, it is a confirmation. For yet another, it is a continuation of a journey to destiny. As you listen to the senior pastor, Daystar Christian Center, Pastor Sam Adeyemi, the word will work wonders in you and for you.
We're going to read Psalm 23. Do we even need to turn to it? I think you could say it off head. Am I right? Or should we test everyone? I ask you to ask your neighbor to quote Psalm 23. Let's read from Psalm 23, verses 1 to 6, as we continue our discussions on success. The Shepherd's Psalm, some people call it. Are you there? Okay, we're reading from Psalm 23, verses 1 to 6. Let's go. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Someone said amen. We're discussing on direction for success. Direction for success. Building on the foundation that we laid last week. The dictionary says that success is the achievement of goals. So we said, no goals, no success. It's like playing a soccer match without goalposts on the field. It won't matter the direction in which you kick the ball, you will not score. When people don't have goals, they don't have motivation, their actions and their efforts make no meaning. Sometimes they don't even bother to try because there's no point trying. There are no goalposts. But we ask the question, you can set so many goals for your life, but there's one goal you did not set, the goal of being born into this world as a human being. Someone set that goal. So we said, ultimately, success is for you to discover God's goals for your life and to achieve those goals. And it's good for you to get the CD and to listen to that in detail. So today we move on. But we want to build on that foundation. Your life was planned. God has goals for your life. So, let's check some passages of scripture that I believe would give us a few more insights into this reality. Another psalm by David, the same author, is Psalm 139, a passage of scripture that I love so much and I tend to read on my birthdays. Psalm 139, verses 14 to 16. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed, and in your book. They all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. Amazing. I will praise you because of me. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Or you could simply say, I am a masterpiece. I was designed and crafted by the highest intelligence. I am a wonder. So hear what he says there. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works. I like that. Whatever God makes will be a marvel. God does not make mistakes. And this guy is talking about himself. I am a marvel. I am a wonder just simply because I was designed and created by God. I am a showpiece, an exceptional piece of innovation. God doesn't put trash together. God never made a failure. I am not God's accident. I am not a biological accident. I'm not here just because a man and a woman slept together. When you see it the way David saw it, you will realize a man and a woman had to sleep together because I had to be here. Look at it. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret, skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Take note of the word skillfully. I am not God's afterthought. God took time, sir, to invent me. When he says in the lowest parts of the earth, that's in the spiritual world. Verse 16 says, your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. I like that. God saw you before you existed physically. And in your book, they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. Amazing. I like this. The reality is that God does not start a thing until he has finished it. Finished the planning. Finished the design. David is describing the design. You have a book, and the specifications for my life, my person, my design, everything was written in your book, he said, long before I existed physically. I love this. Romans chapter 8, verses 28 and 29. Romans 8, 28 and 29. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose, his intention, for whom he foreknew. I like that. Because that is what David was describing. Am I right? Your eyes saw my substance when they did not even exist yet. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. I love this. God created man, a man with a free moral choice. That meant that there was the possibility of failure, possibility something could go wrong. Then God walked into the plan, a backup, arrangement. If man disobeyed, inherited the nature of sin, then Jesus would take on the form of human flesh and die, pay for sin. So according to the biblical record, when man sinned, God spoke to the devil. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. You will bruise his heel, he will bruise your head. And God was speaking already about Christ. As soon as the sin problem was introduced, God spoke about Christ. It was inevitable. Christ was going to come. So God worked it all in that through Christ, we will find alignment back to our destinies. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 3. For we who have believed do enter that rest, as he has said. So I saw in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Pay attention to this. Although the works were finished from when? The foundation of the world. The works were finished from the foundation of the world. Long before Adam and Eve were created, long before the first man existed on this planet, your life was planned and finished, waiting for time. From the foundation of the world. The works were finished. So I said this last week. I like to do work that has been finished. That's what the Bible calls rest. It's the easiest way to live your life. Revelations chapter 13 and verse 8. And all who dwell on the earth will worship him whose names have not been written in the book of life. Of the Lamb slain from when? Jesus died twice. I'm not talking about reincarnation. In the books, long before man was created, in the books, Christ would be introduced on the earth plane. He would go to the cross. He would die. He would resurrect on the third day. All that was finished. So he is described as the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. The reality, therefore, is that you are living your life the second time. Sorry, I'm not talking about the incarnation. I need to emphasize that. But I'm simply saying your life was designed. And then you're here to live out the design. And all things work together for good to those who love God, to them who are called according to his purpose, according to his design. Life can be cheap. And in God's perspective, that is where the definition of success lies. Every building or infrastructure is constructed twice. Am I right? There is first a building on paper, in detail. And then there is a physical construction that must be perfectly in alignment with the building on paper. That's it. I grew up on the construction site. There is first a building. If someone says, you know what? I have a feeling God wants me to give you a special gift. I'm giving you a house. The thing though is, we didn't have a plan for the house. We just built it. Will you take it? See, if you do, you took a coffin. A house without a plan. So the project manager comes on the site. The architects are there. The consultants are there. The engineers are there. What do they want to ensure? You build it according to the plan. God told Moses, make sure you build the tabernacle according to the pattern that was shown you on the mountain. There's a pattern for your life. The pattern for your life is different from the pattern of my life. God makes originals. He does not make photocopies. The originality is in the plan. So, and I've been on the construction site before, and the project manager would come and say, what is this doing here? Take it down. Why? It's not what is in the plan. You will find peace, find joy. You will find fulfillment only in perfect alignment. And I am trusting God in the name of Jesus Christ that some of us, the Holy Spirit will remove some things from our lives this season. Whatever was not in the plan or whoever was not in the plan that is there, creating losses and creating confusion, their time is over. In Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 7, it says, then I said, behold, I have come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me to do your will, O God. And this is speaking about Christ, quoting from the book of Psalms. This is man's duty. This is the path to success. I have come, as it is written of me in the volume of the books, to find alignment with your will, O God. Jesus taught us to pray, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it has been designed in heaven. That's how it works. So just a few tips here because I have a short time. Number one, you download God's plan for your life through revelation. You download God's plan for your life through revelation. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 9 and 10. 1 Corinthians 2 verses 9 and 10. It says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has entered into the heart of any man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. Thank you, Lord. Your five senses don't have the capacity to grasp the plan. Verse 10 says, but these things he has revealed unto us through his Spirit. It will take revelation. Those things are realities in the realm of the Spirit. Someone needs to remove the veil and empower your inner faculties to capture exactly what it is God designed and planned for your life. You need to cultivate a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And you need to ask him, what is the plan? What is the plan? It will make life easy for you. There's a place where God's made provision. There's a place where God has made provision of relationships, made provision of relationships, you know, and opportunities and even resources, material and financial resources. There's a place, there's a plan. But when you are outside of that, life can be difficult. All things work together for good to those who love God and to them who are called according to his purposes. So you download God's plan for your life through revelation. That's why you need to pray constantly, daily. Ask God, what do you want me to do? Jeremiah 33 verse 3, call unto me and I will answer you. And I will do what? Show you great and what? Mighty things that you don't know. I love it. Listen, you were designed to be a marvel. And until you capture God's pattern, you won't find where that marvel is. You won't find the uniqueness. You won't find what makes you special. Spend time in prayer. And when I say prayer, I know it's a subject that is confusing to many people in our world right now, because there are some people who have prayed and prayed and now they are confused. There's a lot of activity to prayer, but simplify it. Prayer is communication with God. And communication is not a monologue. Prayer is not a monologue, it's a dialogue. In fact, some people's understanding of prayer is for them to talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God, let him hear you. Good. There's nothing wrong with that. So you talk and 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 talk for 2 hours. And then you shut down the prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And you disappear. How about God talking? When you talk, nothing happens. When he talks, power flows. Let him do some talking, sir. I will show you great and mighty things that you don't know. If you come out of prayer without a new idea, no new instruction, maybe you wasted your time. Let God do some talking. I will show you great and mighty things that you don't know. If you are not coming out with solutions, you know, coming out with innovative and creative ideas, something is wrong somewhere. I know part of prayer is thanksgiving. That's fine, you're not asking for anything. But if you're asking, God needs to do some talking. And talking about prayer, 1 John 5:14. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we pray according to, did you see that? The desire, according to his will. We know that he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, then we know that we have whatever it is we have requested from him. Somebody put it this way. God only answers his own prayer points. It's got to be in line with his will. Did you read James chapter 4 verse 3? You pray and you receive not because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your own lust. Your prayer points are your prayer points. And since they are your prayer points, answer them yourself. God only answers his own prayer points. It's got to be in line with his will. Lord, what do you want me to do? As long as the Lord is my shepherd, I will not lack. As long as the one directing me. So Romans chapter 8 verse 14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Awesome. The other thing I will add is the plan is inherent in your design. The plan is embedded in your design. Amazing. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 5. Therefore, when he came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. Wow. That's a prophecy about Jesus. His body was designed for his assignment. What was the assignment of Jesus? To die. Jesus was born to die. Die for the sins of mankind. A body you prepared for me. Your body is an indicator of your purpose, of your design. It's deliberate. Any sane inventor or creator or manufacturer of anything designs the product to suit the purpose. Am I right? The purpose for my microphone is different from the purpose for the loudspeaker. The microphone is to pick my voice. The loudspeaker is to amplify what I say to everyone. So it's understandable that the loudspeaker is big. The loudspeaker is supposed to make everybody to hear. The microphone is to pick only one voice. So can you imagine if this loudspeaker was as big as my microphone? If this loudspeaker was the microphone, then I would be hugging this thing. I'll carry it. I say, praise the Lord. Today we're speaking on success. See, your purpose is in your design. There's a reason why you came in a female body. It's in the plan. It's to fulfill the plan. There are some bodies. If Jesus used that kind of bodies, he would have died before he got to the cross with all the punishment that he took on his body. The purpose is in the design. Your physical design. There's a reason why I'm a 6-footer. Lanky and handsome. They decided the assignment first and said, let's design a body that's going to fit that thing. Your body is your body. It's amazing the amount of money people spend all over the world now to correct and reshape their bodies. They're not happy with what they got. They won't be happy with what they will get. Your temperament is a pointer to your design. That's the reason why you are extroverted and you like to make friends. If you're an introvert like myself, there's a reason why. God wants you to do thinking, but it's part of the plan and the design. Your temperament is there, your personality, it's part of it. The way your psychology and emotions work, all part of it. Your gifts and your talents, all part of it. You are wired for your destiny. Jesus, yes, was designed to die, but do you realize the kind of death was even specified, was designed? Because they were going to kill him. So if he was born to die, why didn't he allow them to throw him down headlong from the cliff? Because that was not the design. The design was the cross. So the exciting thing there is that though Satan wanted him destroyed before it was time, when they took him to the edge of the cliff to throw him down, he just turned around. And the Bible says, walking through the midst of them, he went on his way. Thank you, Jesus. Why? Falling headlong from the cliff was not the plan. He was in the boat, sleeping. And there was a storm. Water was pouring into the boat. The disciples were afraid they were going to die. He was sleeping. When they woke him up, he stood up. He was not designed to die through drowning. So he looked at the storm. Peace! Be still! Someone say, yes, sir. Heaven backed what he said because the drowning in a storm was not the plan. You check his story. He said in John 5:19, the Son can do nothing by himself except what he sees the Father doing. So it's whatever I see that has been done in the spirit, that's what I do here physically speaking. You are wired. Listen, life can be very difficult when you are not flowing. You are not flowing with your gifts and talents. You are not flowing with your temperament. You are not flowing with your desire. It's like swimming upstream in a river, swimming against the tide. It's easier when you flow with the tide. Swimming against the tide is difficult. Some of us are exerting too much strength. We're struggling. But I prophesy that today, this season, is your season of alignment. Yeah. Alignment with destiny. Yeah. I prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ. This season, your heart is enlarged. Yeah. Receive new visions. Yeah. Receive new dreams. The days of confusion are finished. When the Lord is your shepherd, you don't lack. He makes you to lie down in green pastures. He knows where your resources are. You know, there was a day I was praying, asking for money. He said, your money is in town. It's moving around town. Thank you, Jesus. If you're looking in the wrong place, you won't find it. You weren't even designed to run after money. Surely goodness and mercy shall do what? Follow me. You were not designed to run after goodness and mercy. They were designed to run after you. When you begin to chase after things that were designed to chase you, the two of you will not catch up with each other. Chase God. The Lord is my shepherd. I won't want. He said, even when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Because inside, you know you have a alignment. So you will find peace. You will have peace. Even in the midst of a storm, you will have peace because you know you're doing what God asked you to do. And when you come out, he said, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. The problem with some people is it's the enemies they're looking at. They're not looking at the table. When God will bless you, he will do it right there in the presence of Satan, and the enemy will be absolutely helpless. The blessing of the Lord makes rich and hearts no sorrow. There's this kind of a blessing that people have and they're still afraid. Oh no, this one comes with self-protection. No one can curse the one that God has blessed. When he has blessed, no one can reverse it. Because a curse can't rest on a person's life, Proverbs 26:2, without a reason. If we're in God's perfect plan for your life, Satan is absolutely powerless. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thank you, Jesus. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever it is that has shown up in your life that God is not designed to be there, heaven will move it away. Amen. Whatever belongs to you by destiny that has been moved away from you, heaven will restore it back now. Amen. I prophesy a season of restoration. Amen. Restoration of lost time. Amen. Some of us lost time. Doing the wrong thing. Copying somebody else. Listening to the wrong advice. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. They will not hear any other voice. I prophesy in the name of Jesus, any other voice apart from God's voice that's been speaking over your life, we shut them down now. Amen. This season, you will hear God clearly. Amen. In the dream of the night, he will interrupt your dreams. Amen. When you wake up in the morning, the first voice you will hear will be God's voice. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The cycle of failure is broken. Amen. The cycle of blessing is here. Amen. And whatever he does shall prosper. That's what he said. So I prophesy in the name of Jesus, it's a new cycle. Amen. And it's a cycle of success. Amen. You will enjoy favor like you never did before. In the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for the person present in this service who says, Pastor Sam, please pray with me that God should forgive me my sins. My relationship with God is not okay. I want you to know today is an opportunity. You couldn't have been here by accident. Heaven designed for you to be here. It's your day to find alignment. So I want us to pray together. A prayer that I said many years ago that I will never regret the rest of my life. Jesus, forgive me my sins. I know I inherited the sin nature. Forgive me my sins. Give me your own nature now. It's a life-changing prayer. I want to say that prayer with someone right now. So just before we conclude the prayer, if you're that honest person who says, Pastor Sam, please pray with me that God should forgive me my sins. Can you please put your hand on your heart where you are? I like to say short prayer. And it's a life-changing prayer. Pastor Sam, my relationship with God is not okay. I'm a sinner. And I want God to forgive me my sins. Perhaps you've been a Christian before, you've backslidden into sin. If Jesus Christ comes back today, you're not absolutely certain you will make heaven. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. Can you please also put your hand on your heart? If you're watching on the internet, you want to be a part of this prayer, please also put your hand on your heart. I'd like to pray with you. And God bless you for your honesty. And if you're right here or in the overflow hall, and your hand is on your heart, or you can feel that nudging in your heart, you need to be a part of this prayer. Can you please stand by your chair? We'll be done in about 1 minute or less. Can you stand by your chair? God bless you. As you stand, heaven moves on your behalf. Things change on your behalf. That decision is going to affect your family. It's going to affect your career. Create changes in so many areas. If you're standing, please say this prayer after me. Dear God, I believe that Jesus paid for my sins on the cross. I ask you to forgive me and to accept me as your child. Thank you for hearing me in Jesus' name. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, thank you for our brothers and sisters who are standing. They've prayed and we know you answered their prayers. We thank you. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you teach them to know you. Help them to recognize your voice. Teach them to love you and to serve you and to serve their generation. In Jesus' name.
We believe that the wonders of the Word of God have begun. For additional information, call 01-793-7415 or 01-815-1435 or email us at contactus@desh.org.
Join us for any of our four services at 7 a.m., 8:30 a.m., 10 a.m., and 11:30 a.m. at Plot A3C, Ikosi Road, Oregun, Lagos, Nigeria. You could also visit our website at www.daystarng.org.
Or watch the church service at www.daystarng.tv. You are destined to succeed. You will succeed.